We're learning Maseches Brachos. Chodesh Tov, everyone. We are on Chaf Tes Amud Beis, the very top. Apropos, we're going to be learning about all the halachos that pertain to Yalla V'Yavo. So if we accidentally missed Yalla V'Yavo, at least now we'll know if we did the right thing at some point. So on the top of Chaf Tes Amud Beis, the very top line. Omer Rebbe Tanchum, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Yishuv and Levi. Tell a person made a mistake. Maybe we should have learned this before Shachros. Below Hiskir Shorosh Chodesh Ba'avoda. So he made a mistake. He forgot to say Yalla V'Yavo Ba'avoda, which is another term for Ritzei, which is the paragraph we recite Yalla V'Yavo in. Chayzul Avoda. So you go back to Ritzei, which means apparently you caught yourself in the middle of we'll see.
Before and Baruch Shem Avodah Shalom. It has to be somewhere between Ritzei and Baruch Shem Avodah Shalom. Instead of Baruch Shem
Avodah
Shalom,
then
you couldn't go back.
The Baruch Shem Avodah Shalom does the end of the Baruch
Shem Avodah Shalom. The Gemara apparently says it's going to continue going through the last three paragraphs. Ritzei is the third to last paragraph. It says you then go back to the beginning of Ritzei. Nisker b'hodah, let's say you remembered already in modim, which is another term for this hodah. Chozel avoda, you go back to Ritzei. B'sim shalom, chozel avoda. So you never insert it in any place, because we mentioned last week.
It's not like she made tefillos, like you gotta
catch. Right, you have to go all the way back to Ritzei. Now, the Im
Sain... You said the other bracha, what he said? Apparently
at this point, at any point up to Sim Sholem, including somewhere in Sim Sholem, you can always go back to Ritzei.
Unless say you forgot completely.
So let's see. So the Gemara says, if let's say you completed it, you completed Sim Sholem, then Chozel Rosh. You have to go back to the beginning. You have to say the whole Shmon Esrei again. So apparently, once you said, that's it. You've lost your chance. Even though you do say things afterwards. And now the Gemara says that's not necessarily the case. Rav Papa says, who's Bereid Rav Acha, who's the son of Rav Acha Bar Ada, Had Amron, that which we said, that Saim Chayizol Arosh, that when a person finishes the paragraph of Sim Shalom, that it's necessary for a person to repeat the entire Shemot Esrei, Lo Amron, that's not said El, except for the following situation, Shachar Raglov, that you actually moved your feet, you took your steps back. Of Lo Achar Raglov, Chozel Avoda. But if you have not yet taken your steps back, then you can go back to Ritzei. Now, the basic reading of that must be...
But it does make sense, because you don't move your feet till after the Shalom.
What's the moving of the feet really have to do with the words that you're saying? The idea of that before Ritzei is that you're in the middle of the Avoda, or you went beyond the Bracha of it. It's one thing. You finished the Shemon Esrei. But I'm moving my feet. What did that do? If I move my feet in the middle of any point of Shemon Esrei?
Apparently means taking your steps back. At that point, you're already acknowledging. Apparently, he's giving us an even a later time slot.
He's giving 18 minutes. Okay.
So just as long as you're... Apparently, even if you finish that bracha, as long as you haven't taken your steps back, taking the steps back is already acknowledging that you're done with the Shemon Esrei. Okay, even though you do maybe say something afterwards. Armulay, so he said, Manolacha, how do we know this? Like, who did you hear this statement from? So Armulay said, I heard it from Abba Murei Shmili. I heard it from him, the Abba Murei Marav. And Abba Murei, he heard it from Rav. So the source goes back to Rav. That's it. Just as long as you haven't taken your steps back, that's good enough.
There's no concern here for Rachel of Atola, no?
Apparently... The issue is bracha v'tal. You have to repeat the entire Shemon Esrei. Is more bracha v'tal. There's more brachos that you ended up not saying correctly. So it's better if you can correct it in only a few brachos that you said that you shouldn't have said. So it's better than all of them. But then the Gemara continues and says that there's another stage, that another loophole, if you will. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Nachman Yitzchak says, "Had Amar Akar Raglav Chozer Rosh." That which we said when you move your take your steps back, which apparently shows that you finished the Shemoneh Esrei, that you have to repeat the whole thing because you didn't say Yalom Yavo. Lo Amr, that's not said. Elo Sheinu Rogel Loimer Tachanunim Achat Tefilaso. That's only in a situation where a person does not say these some special Tachanunim supplications after one's Tefillah. So what is that an example? So Rashi says. Yeah, if you look in Rashi, that's exactly what Rashi says. Tachanunim, the top Rashi, Kigono Kainet Zor Lashonim Ira. That paragraph is considered Tachanunim. That's an extra supplication. It's not part of the Shemoneh Esrei, as we saw in the second paragraph. That's just an extra thing that some people would recite at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. Let's finish this Rashi. Sha'anu Omrim Ba'amida Acher Tefillah. So we say this in our Amida, and we say it after the Shemoneh Esrei. So that's not really considered Shemoneh Esrei, it's considered to be Tachanunim. So going back to the Gemara says that in the situation where a person is not accustomed to say Tachanunim, that's when we say you have to go back to the Shemoneh Esrei, repeat the whole thing. This is going to be a little bit confusing the way it says, because it says that as long as you're saying Tachanunim, you can always go back to Ritzeh. So therefore, it's not only Sim Shalom. Even if you're in the middle of Elkan Tzar, and as long as, apparently it means you didn't take your steps back, even if you're in Elkan Tzar, then you're okay. Then you do not have to repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei, just go back to the beginning of Ritzeh.
What about the Ishlev Tzibor? Let's see, you've got to say it. Everybody's talking of it, reminded
them. We're going to see that in a few minutes. It's a good question. It's a good point. Quick question.
Comparison.
Yeah.
You take Mashiach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
In the same brother. Right. If you've got Mashiach Rukhbar Hageshen, right, you must go back and start the Shemoneh Esrei over.
So if you forgot completely, you're done with the Shemoneh Esrei.
Yeah, or if you're in the Shemoneh Esrei, you can't go.
So last week we learned that you have the. If you could go back. You can say Shemoneh Esrei. If you pass Shemoneh Esrei, you go back to Baruch Aleinu.
And then the same bracha.
Right.
If you can get the same bracha.
Right.
You don't have to.
You would always in Mashiach Baruch Mudageshem is a bigger problem if you missed it
because it's reasoning, but the reasoning of the difference is
right.
One of them is I'm complimenting Hashem,
right?
Like the Avos,
right?
The other one is about Kasha,
right?
Where I'm complimenting, I have to go back more,
right? That's right.
But where I'm just requesting something, it's a lesser thing,
right?
What is Yalavio?
Yalav Yavo is...
Is it a bakasha? It's not a compliment. It's nearly both.
It's a good question.
Hashem, like for a bracha.
Right.
It's
definitely, it's not part of the middle, which is the middle part of this message, where we're asking Hashem for things. That's true.
The difference that you see about going back, the strength of going back,
right,
is what is it a feeling? Where you compliment Hashem,
right,
you get more stringent.
You have to repeat the right by Mashiach Baruch. You have to repeat the whole
stringent
thing, right?
By saying bracha, where it's a bakasha, it's less stringent.
So we can insert it in the Shemoneh Tefillah or whatever.
So what is Yalav Yavo? Is Yalav Yavo a compliment?
Right.
Complimenting Hashem like by the Avos. It's really a bakasha.
I'm not sure why would you say it's a bakasha that we're asking. Oh, it's a bakasha. We're not asking Hashem for anything.
No,
we're just complimenting.
We're just saying,
right.
We're
acknowledging.
It's a chayin Hashem l'tavu. Remember us.
Sort of things.
That's a form of a bakasha.
Right. Right.
It is a form of a bakasha.
Okay, that's true. That's true. But it's not inserted in this section of the part of the Shemoneh Esrei, which we ask Hashem for things.
It's not inserted there.
Right. So
let me ask you a question. I can understand, like, Mashiach Ruach, or, let's say, Talmud, the Bracha, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But if you're out of the Avos, it's for a chance to say it all day long, for Samaza, other things like that.
Right.
Why is it such a big deal? Because if you have to say, you can say, you bench, you wash, you say, Shalosh, whatever it is, there's so many times you can say all of the other during the day.
True.
As opposed to, here, you got, you lose it three times, that's it.
Well, Mashiach Baruch, you can always say it. You can always say it too. You say it hundreds of times in the course of the year. All right, so let's just finish that to the two dots over here, and then we'll understand maybe some of these questions will unfold as we see the actual halacha of what one is supposed to do. So the Gemara then says another way of reading it. The Gemara continues and says, Ikadamri. Ikadamri is the first words on the line. There are those that say it a little bit differently. The Amram Nachmar Yitzchak, this sounds a little bit more clear. Had Amram. When we said before that even if you did not move back, that you have to repeat, that you go to Ritzei, we're lenient because even if you finish Sim Shalom, provided that you're still saying Tachanunim, that's already considered part of the similar to Tefillah, and therefore the fact you're in the middle of the Kain Etzor, you can still go back to Ritzei. Okay? Let's say a person says, like the Chazar Sashatz, we don't have Tachnunim.
Right,
you just, right? But let's say that that's what you do also in your private Shemoneh Esrei. So once you said that, even though you may not have yet taken your steps back, which is, would be the next thing you do, because let's say you don't say Elokai Netzar, then Chozel Rosh, then you have to go back. And this opinion is saying, if you don't say Tachnunim, which it's not something which is practical for us.
How would you define Tachnunim?
Tachnunim, that's how Rashi just says El Kigon, El Kain Etzor.
Right. The reason I'm asking is because we say Tachnun. So is Tachnun like
Your Shmon Esrei.
And so that's technically you're saying, okay, so it's also not part of Shmon Esrei, it's just something we added on.
Right, it's called Tachanunim. But you're still standing, it's still part, that's why Rashi reads it, that you're still, it's be'amida, so you're still in the Amida. You know, it's not, we say Tachanunim a lot of the times, in Pesukim Dezimra or whatever, there's other Tachanunim, but it's not be'amida. So it has to be that you're in the Amida. Okay, so let's see some sources over here, and let's see what we pass in the halacha. So there's a few things, even things which may not pertain so much to our discussion, but it's worthwhile seeing. It's a double-sided sheet. So let's see Simon Tavchav Beis, which is Seder HaTefillah, the Hallel Rosh Chodesh. We're not going to see the Hallel part, but we're going to at least focus on the Alviyabal part. So let's begin with Sif Aleph. Even though this is really a later Gemara, but it's worthwhile just knowing this halacha. Arvis, Shachris, Umilcha, it's underlined. So during these times, Mispal and Yudches Brachos, during that time in which we have the Shemoneh Esrei, the Omer Yalviyavo Ritzei, and we say Yalviyavo in Ritzei, we don't say Yalviyavo by Musaf, we have a special Tefilas Musaf. So it's only by Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha, in that order that we insert Yalviyavo. The Imlu Omru Ba'arvis, what if you did not say Yalviyavo at night? So the halacha is, even though this is not really something which we saw in this Gemara, but it's worthwhile seeing it inside anyway. Ein machzir noso. You do not. You don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So the Machaber is going to give us the reason. Bein shirosh chodesh yom echad, bein shem shnei yom. Doesn't matter if it's a 2-day rosh chodesh and you miss day one, or two, or both, or just a one-day Rosh Chodesh, you never have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And the Gemara, which is what the Shulchan Aruch is quoting, says, because she'en mekachin es ha-chodesh b'layla. That when it comes to doing Kiddush HaChodesh, which is an act of Beis Din didn't operate at night. They were closed at night. They were only operating during the day. And therefore, the whole... Yeah, it still is Rosh Chodesh. It still is Rosh Chodesh, but because they're not Mekadesh during that time at night, they're not they don't actually have the capacity to say Mekudesh, that today is Kodesh, whatever. So therefore, if you missed it, it's not a problem. So that's how, even if the reasoning is hard to really understand, that 100% is the halacha. Always, if a person misses Yalviyavo, then certainly by Marav, you do not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If you look in the Ber Halacha, the Ber Hetev rather, which I underline this one little line, Yalviyavo, just right underneath it. It says Vahashamush Yazchil Tfiloso Kodem Atzibor. Interesting, it's not our minhag, but apparently it says that one person in the shul should daven Shemoneh Esrei before everyone else. Shagil Yalviyavo Yarim Kol Hashmiya Batzibor. Should raise his voice. We just give a clap, right? But regardless, that's an interesting opinion that some say that that should be done. Of course, you could also daven faster than everyone else, but that's there is an inyan, even though some people, you know, you're not supposed to raise your voice during davening, but just to say the words Yel V'Yavo as a way for people to remember that Yel V'Yavo is being said, clearly there's a marker for it in halacha. Let's continue looking back at the Shulchan Aruch. The last line says Aval, which is the fourth line. But im lo amru shachris u'mincha. Let's say he didn't say Alviyavo today by shachris, yesterday by mincha, today by mincha. Machzionaisa. The halacha is you 100% must repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, so it says the Mishnah Berurah. If you look on the bottom, Mishnah Berurah says on the words Machzionaisa. So it's written down, it says, the davka is only b'shenizker kodem shispala musaf. Very interesting, it's brought down. He says that the only time you have to repeat the shachar shmon esrei is if you remember that you didn't say yel v'yavo before musaf. So you're sitting in Kriyas HaTorah, and you're expecting to hear Parshas Toldos, and all of a sudden you're like, what was that? Oh, it's Rosh Chodesh, I forgot. So at that point, you have to stand up and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei.
Oh, you would have heard Chazar Sashatz, you would have heard the Shatz.
Good point, and Hallel too. Okay. Avol im lo nizker ad shespala musaf. Let's say you already davened musaf, which is, and you davened the correct musaf, Rosh Chodesh, and then you remembered, you know what, I didn't say Yal V'Yalva by Shachris. So it brings down that Yotze B'Dieved. Your Yotze already, but Mashihisker Kedushas Hayom Batfilas Musaf, which is kind of what you were saying a little bit.
As far as like you mentioned.
Right, so since in Musaf you already did mention it, so therefore Bidiyevin your Yotze by your Shachris, Ve'in Sarach, flipping the page, Laksal Espal Shachris. And therefore you don't have to go and repeat Shachris again. Interesting.
So that's my point. So if you your Yotze, because you said something in Musaf, which is really not even Yal Yavo, when you get away with it, and that's, you know. So why can't you just, you know, I'm going to bench, okay, I'm going to go out, I have a bagel for breakfast, right. Okay, I mean, I benched, and I'm saying, yeah, we'll be over the bench.
Yeah, in Shemoneh Esrei, when you must hear you with a bracha.
You must hear you make a bracha and bench.
You're just saying, yeah, we'll be over. And then you go to the Neu Shlanger HaKodesh, right?
Yes, so.
But the Musa, we say...
Oh, Musa, you're talking about, yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Right. What does it say? What's the bracha we just said a couple minutes ago? You're right. I think that's what he's saying, actually. I think that's the idea. It says, B'masha hisker kedushas hayom b'tfilas musaf.
And you say, Halish Lang's present. Let me see.
Baruch Atah Hashem. It's only two
words.
Right. So you're right. So
this Yal V'Yavo.
Right. And we don't say Yal V'Yavo in Musaf, but it's stronger than Yal V'Yavo.
I'm saying, but when you're saying Yal V'Yavo in benching, I'm really shitting on it. If that's what it's saying,
according to you. I can say it without mentioning Yal V'Yavo. No. I can say Yal V'Yavo. Just say Yal V'Yavo. Without the benching. It's not tied.
But it's tied to benching. At least, we're not saying you're staying just up in the air. You're saying in the part of a tefillah that you're saying, and it's a doraisa that you're saying that you're benching, so it should be good enough. The doraisa of benching is more than technically the tefillah.
We don't pass like that.
I don't know Pascha now. Think about it.
This is a tremendous tremendous kula that a lot of people aren't aware of, but this is actually brought down. And so, apparently, well, if you see the next few lines, we'll see that maybe not everyone agrees to it. You skip a line, so it says, Eishel Hakil Bazal Kol Panim B'yochid b'nieved. He says that you can be lenient when you're by yourself. Okay. V'atziku Magen Avram, Shom, okay. So that there are other people that agree to this opinion, Magen Avram. However, Al B'shiri Bracha B'shim Harash B'kasov, it's brought down in the name of the Rashba. To be Yochid L'olam Chayzer. We don't necessarily follow by this Kula. Apparently there may be some people, I mean, you have the Magen Avram, but the Rashba paskins that a Yochid always has to repeat. The Afil Kfar Hispal Musaf. Even if you already daven Musaf. So you see, apparently that's how we paskin. The Chayn Hiskim Sefer Marksia of the custom Kol Makom Yishum Safek Yasned. You should make the following condition. It's possible that we paskin like the opinion of the Magen Avraham that says that you don't have to daven, you shouldn't repeat the Shachar Shemoneh Esrei because you already daven Musaf, you said the bracha there. So then, what you should do is you should still repeat Shachar Shemoneh Esrei, right? But you should have the condition in your mind, say, you know what, if I don't need to do this, it should be like a nedava. It's like an extra tefillah that I'm davening to Hashem. Achen im kishahoy mispal gimel rishonos al das mispal musaf. This is interesting. It says, imagine, let's say that you're saying the first three brachos. They're always the same. So you're saying the first three brachos of tefillas musaf, and at that point nisker shel omer yalviyavo with tefillas shachros. At that point, you realize I didn't say properly shachris. So what are you supposed to do? Bevadi yishul horoshi is saim hatfila b'shel shachris rachas yisbal musaf. So even though your kavana initially saying the first three brachos was to daven musaf, but if you messed up the
shachris,
that's what you're supposed to do.
No,
you're supposed to say that.
Because
it's the same three paragraphs. The same three paragraphs are the same in shachris and musaf. So therefore, that's what you would do if you would catch yourself and remember at that point. You should still repeat. You should say the Shachar Shemoneh Esrei, but you should have that condition in your mind that if I, in fact, am not, let's say, the Rashba, that I have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, so then it's a real Shachar, so it's a real Tefillah. But if it's not, that's not necessary. Then it's a Tefillah Nedava. Okay. So that's the first thing. Interesting. Machlokas brought down over here. All right, now if we can go back and flip the sheet one last time, second to last time, to going back to the Mechaber. So we do know that we paskin when it comes to Mariv, we never repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. When it comes to Shacharis, when it comes to Mincha rather, we always repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The question is, Tefillas Nedava. In the event that you already daven Musaf. V'imnizkar kodim shehiskil. So this, now, what the Mechaber discusses is what we just saw in the Gemara. So if you remember before, kodim shehiskil, next page, moedim. So you didn't actually say the word moedim yet. Oimer b'makam shenizkar. This is not brought down in the Gemara, but we do paskim like this. In other words, you said, v'sachazenu enenu, barachat Hashem, hamachazer shechinasolat zion. Right there. At that point, you remembered. At that moment, you're supposed to insert Yalviyavo. Oimer b'makam shenizkar, which means, what does it mean? You should. So then, what do you do after that? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, says Oimer b'makam shenizkar v'yachrach yomer modim. So even though truthfully that's not the right place to insert Yalviyavo, but the reality is, as long as you didn't start modim, even though you finished hamakzer shkinas letzion, it's still connect. You're still connecting it to the paragraph of Ritzei. The Takana of Chazal was that we should say the paragraph of Yalviyavo in Ritzei. We have it in a special place. But if you said it after you already said Baruch Hashem Hamachas Hashkenas Tzion, that's still considered part of Ritzei. Therefore, you can just continue on. Okay? And let's just continue looking at this Mishnah Berurah. V'yachach Yomer Modim. So again, you caught yourself right before the words modim. You say Yalviyavo, then go into modim. V'hainu afil kfar omar v'siyim birchas v'sechazena. Even if you finish that bracha v'sechazena, etc. V'im lo siyim od hamachazir. This is interesting. People aren't so familiar with this. But he brings down, if you didn't yet say hamachazir shekinesu letzion, you just said bracha to Hashem. And at that moment, that rak omar bracha to Hashem, that you remembered, Nachon Yosel is Seinlam Denichu Kecha. It's unbelievable. In the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei, you should say Baruch Atah Hashem. You remember that you didn't say Yalviyavo. You say Lam Denichu Kecha. Kedei, in order, Shloye Haskaras Hashem Levatala, so that Hashem's name should not be for naught. Ve'yomar Yalav Yavo, Ve'achach Yomar Od Hapam V'Sechazena. So he said that you should, it's better that you should say, you should Baruch Hashem, L'Aneinu Chukecha, then say Yalav Yavo, and then go back and say V'Sechazena, Aneinu B'Shev V'Chodzim Barachamim, V'Chin Kasav B'Shar Tshuva. That's what he says you're supposed to do. So again, what we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah, all
so he
is,
like the Gemara.
The Gemara doesn't bring down this at all. The Gemara just says that you know, wherever you are, you go back to Ritzei. Go back to Ritzei. But this is not true in the event that you are in the middle.
You
right?
Up to Vesechazena.
What?
For a moment.
Right. So, right. If you're up to Vesechazena, Neinu B'Shuv Chotzim Brachamim. You should, and then you said Baruch Atah Hashem. Then you say Lamdei Chukecha, and then Yal V'Yavo. And he also said that if you said Hamakos Yeshchenu Tzion, you say Modim. You say Yal V'Yavo right there.
And then Modim.
Then Modim. Right. That's what he said. Okay. Now that the Gemara doesn't really discuss that piece. Okay. Now let's go back for a moment to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch on the top line then continues. It says Ve'imlo Nisker Ad Acher Shehiska Modim. You already began. You said Modim Anachnu Lach. So at that point, im nisker kodim shehishlim tivilaso chos l'ritzei. At that point, straight through, provided that you're still in the middle of your Shemon Esrei, then go back to Ritzei. So it doesn't say to go back to the part of where Yal V'Yavo is. You have to at least start from Ritzei, which is the beginning of those three brachos. V'im lo niskar ad shehishlim tivilaso chos l'rosh. That's what the Gemara says. If you finish the Shemon Esrei, go back to the beginning. Now here again, the Gemara says, as the Mechaber says, "V'im hu rogil loymer tachanunim achat filaso," which is what we do. We say alukai netzar. They were accustomed to say supplications. "V'nisker achar shehishlim tefilaso," you finished your tefila, but it's kodim shiakar raglov, but you did not yet take your steps back. Chozel rutzei. So basically, as long as, which is our custom, as long as we say alukai netzar, provided that we did not take our steps back, you can always go back to Ritzei. You do not repeat the Shemona Esrei. And then the Ramah says, "V'im hu safek im nisker olav ein mevarch ein sarach lachzor," which is unbelievable. We're going to see we possibly that either. If a person is unsure, did I say Yalviyavo? Did I not say Yalviyavo? The Ramah paskins what ein sarach lachzor. If you're not sure, then you don't have to repeat. We're not going to postulate that, but I just wanted to show you that. So let's go into the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Chozel Ritzei. Why back to Ritzei? Why don't you just put say Yal V'Yavo where it is, which is in the middle of Ritzei? So the Mishnah Berurah says, De Gimel Acharonos Chashuvos Ke'echos. The last three brachos are all linked together. So therefore, if you make a mistake, any point of those three brachos, you always have to go back to the beginning of the three brachos. What? Right, exactly. Ashehishim tefillah. So on this, Mishnah Berurah explains a little bit better. Hainu shesiyim bircha sim shalom. You finished bircha, you said sim shalom. Ba'omi hila ratzon. You said hila ratzon. Di hila ratzon nechla tefillahu. That's also considered to be part of the tefillah. Now, going now to the words of the Ramah, the Ramah says, if you're not sure, then you do not repeat the Shemona Esrei. Did I say I'll be able to spot? I don't remember. So the Ramah Paskins, you don't have to. Look in the Mishnah Berurah. Taimo, the reason, and this may not make a lot of sense to all of us, Tikivan She'ein Oivrim Shloshim Yom. It's very interesting. It says, because 30 days have not yet passed, She'ein Maskirin Bo Yal V'Yavo, in which Yal V'Yavo was not said, Ein Zeh Chazaka Shleim Oloimar, you do not have a Chazaka to say, Shemavade Lo Hiskir. That you definitely didn't say. We know there's a concept of if you say something 30 times, you remember it. So when it comes to our Shemon Esrei, there's never a chazaka, according to this opinion. Because 29 days, you don't say Yal V'Yavo, but on the 30th day, you say Yal V'Yavo, so you don't have never have 30 days of not saying Yal V'Yavo. So there's no chazaka to say, for sure you didn't say it. Which is kind of like, yeah, that's how the Mishnah Berurah understands why the Ramah feels that in the case of Safek, we don't repeat. Mikom Makom, nonetheless, says Mishnah Berurah, halacha, you want to know the truth, lo natinan l'kein. We don't go after that. We don't accept that approach of the Ramah. Deroiv hachroinim ukumat kulam cholkem alzeh. Almost all the achronim, they do not agree to this leniency of the Ramah. The Sarim, they hold that feel besafik, and this is what we paskin like, that if you're not sure, sarach lachso l'spal, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Do not remember, did I say Rav Yehuda or not? You have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The Mestama, and this is something which sounds more logical, is why the Ropos can feel like this, logically, his spal kamo shiragu kamo abachol yom. Below Yalviyama, you probably did as you normally do, not saying Yalviyama. In the case of Suffolk, 29 times a month I do not say Yalviyama. One day I say Yalviyama, I probably didn't say it. So therefore, if you're not sure, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. That's what we pass like. Mew, however, Kvar Kasavnu Le'el, I already wrote previously, B'mishna Brua, in such and such a place, in the name of the Achronim, Dim Borulo, if you're confident, shahoy bedato liskor me'ein hamaora besocha tefila. Let's say at some point in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, you knew that you had to say Yal V'Yavo. Someone gave you a clap. You heard someone davening next to you. They said Yal V'Yavo. You're a little bit of a slower davener. You're in Baruch Aleinu. You're in Tekah B'Shofar. But you heard in for a second. You thought, you know what? Right. So Rosh Chodesh, I have to say Yal V'Yavo. So listen to what the Mishnah Berurah says here. Well, after Zman, after time, you continued your davening, another 30 seconds. Mufleg nafel safik belibo. This doubt is now in your heart. In nisker betfila ola. Did I say it? Did I not say it? Ein tzarech lachzor. At that point, you didn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Just as long as, even though you have a safik now, at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, but you know that at some point in Shemoneh Esrei, you knew you had to say Yal V'Yavo. As long as that's the case, if it fell afterwards, he says that even that, we don't necessarily follow that leniency. If, let's say, time has elapsed, and let's say it's an hour later, and you're like, did I say, did I not say? In that situation, we will follow the leniency, that just as long as you remembered that at one point in the Shemoneh Esrei, you knew you had to say Yal V'Yavo, even if you don't remember if you said it, then you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei.
And I'll go back to the Shnei Tzibur, the Shnei Tzibur.
Right.
What's the purpose of Shnei Tzibur repeating Shemoneh Esrei?
Right.
Yeah, you say the people. So if you didn't say it, you were in shul. One thing, if you're a yachid, you're in shul. You forgot to say it.
Right.
Yes, you get up and says, you know, you should be yotzei with that. But that's the purpose of it, because right. There are some shots. So why can't they just say, hey, okay, you're in shul. And, you know, if you were the minion, you don't have to say it because you have the shiratiris, you don't say it.
You know, most of those people who don't know how to daven.
Wow, the person
who doesn't know how to daven, you didn't know how to daven because you forgot
your daven. That's what I'm saying. You didn't know how to daven, so why shouldn't you be able to say with that?
I would probably say Nechinami, but you'd have to listen intently, stand the entire time, and
fine.
To the
so,
entire thing.
If you do it, well, you're supposed to listen.
Because it's kilo like you're saying it then.
Oh, so then you should be able to say it then. Why don't you say that?
I think you could. I think that would be okay. I think that would be okay. But I think, as is also being said, is if you could say the Shemoneh Esrei yourself, so then you don't have to be samech on the Chazaras
HaShatz. No, but so if you're saying it, if you're saying like, so say, okay, I can sit and talk, I don't listen to it, because I know I know how to say it, so if he's saying it, leave me alone. I can talk, this is the baseball, it's not important enough to listen.
Right.
If you're making such an easy thing. But if it's an important thing, which you say is an important thing, and the listener should talk
about it,
they should say, so the person who answers amen to this should be free, or I should not say it.
No, I mean, technically speaking, we shouldn't have to daven b'yichidus. We should just go straight into the Shliach Tzibur.
Exactly, but I'm saying, since you are a Shliach Tzibur, should be fasting. That should be part of you from saying it. I'm going to say with the Shliach Tzibur.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you could. But you have to treat it as though you're saying it. You have to listen to every word. You'd be standing the entire time.
But if you do it, you say, you know.
But I think that's the idea of being chozo rosh, means that you did not fulfill your obligation, so you either have to listen to the Shliach Tzibur, or you say it yourself.
If they don't say it, why don't they bring up the point? They say, you know, okay, so we'll have it with the Shliach Tzibur, and yeah, you don't say finish.
I think the Indian is that it's better to do it by yourself. Right? Better to say your own, to repeat the Shliach Tzibur yourself.
But when you even talk about this and this, did he say it, did he not say it,
right.
if you know, if you don't know how to do it yourself.
In other words, in the case, certainly in the case of a suffix, it may make more sense to be Samech on the Shliach Tzibur. But you're right, he doesn't bring that down, which is a good point. But he does mention something about the Shliach Tzibur, which is the last point I want to focus on, which if you go back to the words of the Shulchan Aruch or the Ramah, it's maybe a little bit smudged, it says, Shliach Tzibur. Now this is a big problem. Imagine you're the Shliach Tzibur and you finish the Shmoneh Esrei and you forgot. So the question is, oy vey, what do I do? The Shachach Milahazkir B'Shachros. So what do you do? So he says, Ayin L'El, look elsewhere. So you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he says like this, the Shom Mivor, he doesn't require us to look elsewhere, I'd have to make more photocopies. So, She'ein Sarach L'Achsar. You do not have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. So if you're a Chazan, and you daven Shachros, and or you Munt Mincha, you do not have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Well, technically speaking, you're going to be repeating the Shmoneh Esrei anyway, because you're going to be elite, right? Mishum Tircha de Tziburo. Because of Tircha de Tziburo, we're not going to have you daven a second quiet Shmoneh Esrei.
On the other hand, you could just look to say the reason they don't also besides Tircha de Tziburo because everybody's like Irwin and they know how to daven and they said it themselves. So this is, so your tefillah is not so like you used to be. It's not so easy. You're just like, you know, it's, you're rubber stamping the davening by having to be the Shmoneh Esrei anyhow because everybody knows how to daven these days. We all have our scrolls to do and what happened, we said it ourselves.
Right, but you yourself didn't say it. You, the Shliach Tzibur didn't say it.
Just said it when he davened for Beis Yehudas himself.
That's what it's saying, that you didn't say it then.
Well, he didn't say it then, and you didn't say it when you were Chose, then you Chose, you didn't see it according to the way you're learning it, you didn't say it twice. Because the Shliach Tzibur gets up, okay, I davened, and then...
Oh, you know what, you're probably right. It's probably talking about the Chazar
HaShashat.
Right, that's
what I'm talking about. Otherwise, it would be, you know, so... So he said it already, see, he was your class. Exactly, so I'm saying, so then he must have said it himself, and already said it.
But if you look at what's interesting, if you look at how the Mishnah Berurah concludes the reason why, perhaps it's not so clear, he says, why? Because Vayeshal Lismach al Tfilas Musaf Shispalo.
Then he talked about
Shabbos. Shom Nisker Kedusha
Sayyid. That he didn't say it two times.
Maybe.
He didn't say it not. The first line. Up to the time
he's talking about Shabbos. Right. He's talking about
Shabbos. Right. So, but he doesn't have to repeat it because he'll be davening Musaf and all.
Right. But he could also say not just for Musaf because the person the call said it themselves. That's when they davened Shmoneh. Or he even said it himself. You just have to forget when he got up to it. He was nervous, rushing through. I got to get finished.
So let me conclude by sharing with you what it says in the back of the Art Scroll Siddur. Let's see if this is consistent to everything that we've learned up until this point. On Rosh Chodesh, the prayer Yal V'Yavo is inserted in Ritzeh. If it's forgotten, Marv, either the first night or the second night of Rosh Chodesh, one need not repeat the prayer. And then he quotes what we just learned. If the omission occurred during the Shachris Mincha prayer, Shmoneh Esrei must be repeated. Thus, if one realizes error before uttering the word Hashem in the formula concluding the benediction, he returns to Yal V'Yavo, which is what we said. You're in the middle of it, say, you say the Sechel Zeno Neinu, but you didn't yet say Baruch Atah Hashem, so then you go back, right, so then you go back to Yal V'Yavo. If you already concluded with Hamachazir Shechinah Solat Zion, but not yet begun the benediction of Modim, he should recite Yal V'Yavo there, which is what we said, and then continue with Modim. If he had already begun to say Modim, he must return to the beginning of the Bracha of Ritzeh. If he had concluded Shmoneh Esrei, he must repeat it in its entirety. And then he says, one is considered to have concluded in this context when he has recited the words Yehil Ratzon at the conclusion. At the conclusion of the prayer of Elokein Tzar. So once you say Yehi Ratzon, which is right before you take your steps back, at that point, before that, you have the opportunity to always repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Then he says, if one is in doubt whether you said Yal V'Yavo, even though the Ramah said that you do not have to repeat it, he says, we must assume that you did not say it. However, if he knows that while praying, he was aware that he had to recite Yalv Yavo, but is in doubt sometime after concluding the prayer, he may assume that he fulfilled his intention and recited Yalv Yavo. Even though the Mishnah, and he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, even the Mishnah Berurah does distinguish it a little bit, but he says that as long as at any point in your Shemoneh Esrei you knew to say it, and now you're not sure if you did, that's good enough. And then that's basically all he discusses, and that's all we'll discuss. Have a good one.